Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, this is Steph from Mamas and Merlot. Just wanted to talk about a little bit about these upcoming two episodes. We invited our friend Quills Thompson Rodriguez to talk about just her life and, you know, the things that she's involved in and things that she's done. If you're a little bit weak-hearted or easily offended, I don't recommend this being the best episode for you. That being said, we had a great time with her, so much so that we decided to split this episode into two different episodes because we had such a great time and we went really, really long. So I really highly suggest you check out these two episodes if you're interested. But if you don't feel like this might be the right thing for you, go ahead and skip it. Either way, we love your faces and we'll see you next time. Cheers.
Mom. Mom! Mommy! Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Okay. All right, ready? All right, guys. Hello. Welcome to episode 44. This is a first for mamas. We have...
Twofer.
This is our first two-part episode. My name is Vanessa, and this is so weird because it's still the same night. My name is Vanessa.
Oh, what a night.
I know. And with me is Christy.
Hola.
And Stephanie.
Hi.
And our special guest for the evening, Miss Quills Rodriguez, right?
Correct.
Okay, Rodriguez. I'm not making that up.
Wait, whose last name is Thompson? Is that Vanessa?
Vanessa's.
Okay.
Vanessa's.
Okay.
So you just hyphenated.
Yeah, we did.
So okay. You took her name, she took yours?
Yeah.
I like
And hers.
I was trying to force Mary to take mine, but that didn't work.
So you didn't go for like Robson.
Robson.
Robson could have worked.
Q Robson. That might work.
Yeah, but I feel like some parentals in some world would have
yeah
like,
they would not have approved.
So new to
what is this millennial bullshit?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
No longer, you don't want to be a
disclaimer, we're already drunk.
Yeah, yeah. So because like I just said, this is, it's still the same night. It's the same night we recorded episode 44, I mean 43. So we're four bottles deep now. Again, first.
I think we have to stop. Like, this is going to get too far.
You do say we? Those things.
Do I don't think I'm going to drink
I see
anymore.
The words. I hear the words coming out of your mouth.
But I don't understand
but I don't
them.
Understand.
I don't understand these noises that you're making.
This is like millennial talk. I don't feel it.
Will you guys keep drinking? I think I might be done.
Do you want your millennial pink?
I fucking love millennial
pink. Dude, I tried
shut
so
your
hard.
Dirty horn mouth. I love rose gold.
I tried so hard. I tried so hard this weekend to find the rose gold Mickey ears.
You understand? Me and Vanessa had a whole store.
I really
me and Vanessa had a whole separate like conversation.
Yeah.
On,
you had
like,
a conversation without me?
Fine. Yes.
All the time.
Fuck for you.
All the time.
No,
it was
bitch,
for you.
Was
we
for
were
you.
Looking for the ears for you.
I was like, Stephanie needs these fucking
I really
roles,
do, though.
She had a really bad week. We need to get
we
them
need
for
to
her.
Get them. And we tried so hard. And like some fucking bitches are like selling them for fucking stupid shit on yeah. eBay.
Get fucking out of here.
Well, Nary and I were talking because they were like, no, they're sold out everywhere. We're not getting a truck till Tuesday. And Nary was like, well, if we didn't have kids, we could just drive up on a Tuesday. And I'm like, well, we do. So,
so
that's not
happening.
Shut up.
Does he ever?
I'm going in a couple
Orlando?
Weeks, so I'll see if.
Well, if you find them, you get me a pair, and I will send.
Okay,
you money.
That's fine.
Do they ever? I'm perfectly okay with my mouse ears,
but I saw people wearing them, and I was like, "Where the fuck did you find them?" Because I need those. Ears.
Well, apparently, it's like a luxury collection that Disney's doing of like all these different ears that are going to be a little bit more luxurious.
They
so.
Need to stop doing that because now I need everything that they're fucking making.
See, I have my. Personalized like mal ears from the first Descendants that I've had for the past like 2 years.
Who here is shocked? Who?
So I'm totally
show hands.
On this,
no one's raising their hands.
Which okay. I will tell you that I'm like I already contacted the lady and I'm debating getting my Eevee ears.
Oh, Jesus. I want to see.
Secretos en reunión es mala educación. It's in our fucking group chat.
Oh, yeah, you're there.
Oh,
you're
man.
There. I'm not there. I'm not there, but you're there.
Neri wants to know, are you done with the threesome for a dude?
We like already discussed that.
Okay, wait.
Okay, wait.
Let's
go
back. Let's
yeah,
go, back.
Go back.
Okay, so we
Rewinds.
Were in the middle of a conversation when we
so
ended last
So if you haven't,
week.
If this is your first episode, go back and listen to episode 43.
Please,
you know
do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Especially the last hour.
yeah.
Go back and listen.
After we're like good and sauced. But an FYI... If you're a delicate fucking flower,
don't listen.
Well, actually, listen. If you're a delicate flower, you're probably not a fan of mamas.
Yeah, right. This is also true.
Yeah,
this is also true.
But this is a new level.
Yeah, because
yeah.
Like
I don't
a new level.
We've never
but
gotten it.
Like, and this is like fun mama shit. Because like,
I think this is like what Mike was expecting us to do to him, and we just didn't.
No,
okay. Mike couldn't have handled it. Quill,
no, he really couldn't.
I can totally handle it.
And do you prefer quills or Q?
Either one is fine.
Can I ask you where the name comes from?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
I know.
I'll be real.
Don't be
this.
I mean, I feel like I know. I've assumed because again, context clues.
Yeah,
but I
you
would like,
assume context clues, right?
Right.
Because I'm
exactly.
a poet. You would think that they named
exactly.
me. That's not how it happened at all.
Oh,
that's a story I told later on because it just made for a better explanation, and it does work because I do poetry. But I actually got named Quill from a band member of a friend of mine who I went to one of their shows, and we got really baked in the green room, like super baked in the green room, and
that
I just stayed
fun.
Really quiet in the corner, like to myself, because I had just like gone too far. And the lead singer of this band was like, "Oh my god, you're like so tranquil that I'm just gonna call you Quill." And I'm not tranquil at all. So I was like, "You don't even know me to even say that about me." It's
you
just
don't know
I'm,
my life.
Yeah, like you don't know me. Fuck you. And then he called me Quill, and it was for that, and I was like, you know, and I kind of let it go, and it wasn't until I was doing poetry that I was like, I'm gonna bring back the name he gave me, but I'm gonna give it this meaning that it doesn't really have.
That's what I thought. I'm like, oh, it's
what
a
is
pun
it? Oh my god,
it's a
I
pen
noticed.
Name
yeah.
Oh god, what
and
is
I'm
it
like,
good, like, continue.
Yeah, so
like, it's a pen name, it's a pun, like I get it.
Yeah, so
it's
I
so
used
meta
it.
And I
used it for that. I used it for that, but really it started from like he was the one that gave me the idea, and I didn't use it until like 3 years later that I was like, I'm gonna call myself Quills when I go on stage so that I have a stage name versus like my actual real name. And then that kind of just took off, and then it went from Quills, everybody called me Quills, to shortening it to Q. And then I was just Q from there on out. So it doesn't matter either way. But we were talking about strap-ons. So
there was veins.
I'm going to go like straight into that.
Veins, okay. Snickers bars, strap-ons.
Yeah, oh like color swatches, like Home Depot, like, you know, like things like that. So the first time I go to buy a strap-on, I go with my best friend, my female best friend, and she's embarrassing the shit out of me. We're trying to pick all
and
these
the
different things.
And the female best friend is also a lesbian.
Yes, also okay. a lesbian. Also a lesbian. love her to death.
today's also a lesbian Wednesday.
Yeah. On Fridays, we were gay.
That's amazing.
How do you wear a gay? Exactly?
I think that's the episode title for episode number two. On Fridays, we were gay.
So we're buying all of this. I finally choose on a like an average colored, veiny, no balls, no pubic hair.
That's a good call. I think balls get in the way.
Yeah, like I think
they do.
There's like they're useless on me even more
they really
so.
Are,
like,
you know,
I mean, like all of this.
I
is
understand
already,
like the physiological purpose for them, but like,
but like no,
but like in like practical purposes, I'm like they just kind of get in the way and make a lot of noise.
Yeah,
for no
reason. They're there for no purpose.
It's just like
so,
dangling in the way.
So I take it home and my best friend and I'm like, okay, I have to figure this out with you before I go and try to use this like on my partner because I don't want it to be this like awkward moment where I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So we have to like figure this out. So
right.
Her and I lock the door and I'm in the room with her like trying to put this strap on over my jeans so that I can figure out the proper way to fucking put this on. And we're like unboxing it like like a subscription box. Like, what is this? Right? And in the box came this little like puff mechanism that like it was like a squeegee bottle and it had like a little nozzle at the end and it puffed out like baby powder. I was so fucking confused. I was like,
why do we need this?
Okay, so I also didn't know what it was for and I was just like, what is this poof thing that I keep using? Apparently it's for chafing so that you can put it on so that you don't chafe. I was like totally like mind blown from this, right? Only that while we're trying this on, my partner knocks on the door and he's like, hey, let me in. And we're like, no,
I'm cheating on you, don't come in here.
I'm like, don't come inside. This is so awkward. I'm wearing a strap on over my jeans with my female best friend and like, this is for you, but this is going to look like it isn't what it is. Like, it's
not what it looks like.
It's really not. It's really, really not.
For real, it's not. To the point that I was like even embarrassed to use the same strap on. I later on have kept and own a red one because like the colors was throwing me off and everything was just something that looks too real on my body didn't make me feel
hashtag
okay.
Hashtag too real.
It was hashtag way too real. So I went with
you got like a flesh colored one.
I did. Okay. I got one that like matched like my inner thigh. Like I thought that was what okay. I was supposed to do and then I felt weird.
There
like,
are rules to this?
I didn't know there was, but I felt
there
like
is. I feel like
you should like find whatever's comfortable for you. And so on stage I joke and I say that it's purple just because it matches better with the jokes that I tell on stage, but really it's red.
Insider information.
Yeah, insider information. It's really a red
BTS.
One.
BTS.
not a purple one. And so you guys had asked me like, oh, like what's like, what is it about the strap-on? And what I came to realize is power.
Yeah. Okay, that makes
sense. That makes
sense.
So much sense.
Yeah, that makes
power.
A lot of sense.
It is the power because yes, I can't feel what it is. Like it's not like I'm obviously not a
but
dude.
Are there strap-ons that like have
yes.
I've read this.
Yes.
That there are strap-ons that have like a vibrating mechanism of
or another in-store area.
Water, please, thank you.
She needs water.
There are
the
some
questions.
Kind of like
there are some
things
that have
like, a thing where it's mutually beneficial.
Yes, definitely. There are some.
I was going to ask that question. So
yeah,
thank you.
There are some that have like an insert that it goes into you, so that as you're doing things to somebody else, you're feeling
right.
the other thing in the background. I don't have one of those.
Okay.
And
have you tried one?
No, I haven't because I find that the power itself is enough of a turn on
that
I don't need
extra.
In Stephanie fashion, I don't need the inside sensation
right.
to feel like I'm going where I need to
got
go.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And because of the way that I still want to talk to, if anybody who's listening to this by any chance has any connection with sex toys makers, I just want you to make the harness for strap-ons more convenient because I do feel like okay.
Is it like one of those rock climbing harnesses
yes.
that you have
like,
to like
or like it's like a goddamn skydiving fucking parachute, right? So and in my experience with women, you have a small window sometimes.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like
window.
That makes sense.
So while you guys are like moms, you're like, oh, we only have 15 minutes before like the babysitter comes in or the baby wakes up or something like that. Women in general have a time window.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm in the mood right now, but if you don't jump on this right now in
it's
5 minutes, I'm over
Door's
it.
Closed.
And I'm like, I have a headache. I'm going to sleep. I'm watching TV. I'm into this show. It's not happening. So when you're in that window and you have to then still put on this apparatus and you're like trying to fucking,
it goes like, over your shoulders.
I had to do that once because there's I'm going to totally just say it.
Like a fucking neck brace and shit.
No, there's not, but there's this one like
full body cast.
So the way that
is it latex?
So the way that I bought the first one, it had like leg straps and then like also like a belt. like right. a belt. So it had both like the leg aspects of it. I just
feel like the belt is the more convenient option.
It should be the most convenient option. Really, they should just they
should
later
just be
on
like a penis attached to a belt,
right?
And then that's it,
what I think
right?
Makes the most sense.
But I guess because of the bottom part, because the yeah. way that it is, it's got like a imagine like
a g-string,
yes,
kind of
right. So it's okay. something like that. So you've got the top
like
support and then
strap.
The bottom
right,
support,
like a
right?
Right.
But in the moment, that's a lot to put on and still also like keep the girl in the moment. So like half of you is like tapping on her where you're like, give me like a second. Like, you know what I mean? Like you're doing like a, like, yeah, like you're like, like you're
just. This totally sounds like that shit that I had to put on because I had that like vulva varicosa thing. So like with my, to like control the weight of my belly when I was pregnant, I had to put on this like jock strap like device
for your belly
to hold my belly up because
the weight.
Me, I had a fabulous thing, super sexy, called vulva varicosa, which was like varicose veins in my vaginal area.
Vaginal
because
area.
Fucking childbirth is great.
Yeah,
it's so
that's
sexy.
The thing, it's like a
veiny vagina.
If you guys ever want to have kids, and if one of you is ever pregnant. It's,
I'm assuming it's going to be V.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's probably
no, you know what? It's actually both of us.
Yeah,
yeah, really? Yeah, yeah. I have always wanted to have kids. Like that's been like a big
it's the
aspect
best
of,
and worst fucking thing.
No,
but
pregnancy
like, if
is
she
awful.
Listens to this, she's not going to listen.
Fool you.
She's never going to
Don't
want
let these
kids.
Bitches fool you. Pregnancy is the fucking worst.
Okay, you've literally, if you want V to talk to us or not, Vanessa is like star child.
Yeah.
Vanessa talk to
would
Vanessa.
Like, surrogate 600 people if she could.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I totally
like,
would.
I'm like 60%
right
about and we're, like, but we're all yes. but this is all pregnancy
right yeah.
not having kids
not the birth
this is
part
just the pregnancy
the
part
pregnancy
of it.
Is the worst fucking thing in the world.
She's
I
wrong
seriously,
don't listen to her don't,
like,
don't listen to her
if I had the money to do it I would hire a surrogate for the second
I'd
time
I'd do it for you
yeah I know you would like but because I just hated from the second I found out I was pregnant to the second I gave birth, I fucking hated
that
every
sounds like my wife is what
of
would happen.
Fucking pregnant. It's the worst.
I feel like you should go first.
Probably. Like, no, it's better safe than sorry. I feel like
I feel like a hippopotamus from the day that you find out that you're pregnant.
I loved.
She set it up for me so bad because she had.
I am
great.
Sorry about
everything
this.
Everything was fantastic.
She was like, I feel so sexy and to be like, we're having sex all the time. And it's so great, and I feel great.
I also didn't have a job.
It was
like,
different.
And like, for like the last half
I've
of my pregnancy,
felt better
I didn't
about
have a
myself.
Job.
So I'm expecting like all these things. And you always hear that like when you're pregnant, like you're very hormonal and you're super sexual. Oh my God, if my husband touched me with a fucking broom, I wanted to beat him. Because
well, I would beat him for touching me with a broom.
But like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't, like,
yeah,
I just,
I
in the
you.
Sense of like, stay as far, like, if we had sex five times while I was pregnant, it was a lot. Like, it was just, I just, it was the most, I felt so uncomfortable. And by, and like, mm-hmm. I would just I like to not. Mention that the right before I got pregnant, I just finished losing 50 pounds. So I was like super thin and I was like, like I was my best self that I had been in a long time. And then I got pregnant and I was just like, so maybe I was a little bit resentful
yeah,
of that.
Great. All this work for nothing.
And almost 4 years later and like I'm like now starting to just like really make a dent in my weight and like this
yeah.
whole thing. But like I just felt so terrible. Like I was so tired and I was like the last fucking thing that I wanted to do.
Right.
The like of all the thousands of things I could do in a day, the last fucking thing I wanted to do is to have your penis anywhere near this.
See, and I was the middle.
Right.
I loved being pregnant. I loved eating.
Oh, I loved the
eating.
Food
was great. But then
food was awful for me.
I was not.
That's why you didn't
big.
Gain weight when you were pregnant.
I was not huge.
I only gained 4 pounds with Oliver.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, no. I gained 40
wow.
because
fucking
Nathan was a
so much.
Fucking giant child.
I gained
child.
70 pounds on my kid.
I gained 40 because Nathan was a fucking giant. But I also then, because I gained my this giant belly, I had physical issues.
Right.
And again, but I still loved being pregnant. But yet I was walking around with a fucking jock strap on to carry my belly because I had varicose fucking vagina.
Varicose vagina.
It's like there's like a clinical name for it. Listen,
that just gave me mental pictures that I don't know if I was ready for.
Vagina, like my vagina flowery lips version that Vanessa's
yeah, you talk to me.
I'm going to have you talk to my wife.
That's the other thing. It's like, hold on 1 second. Because like the other thing that really goes along with pregnancy, like no one talks about, is everything starts to smell differently.
Yes.
Really?
And it is the fucking worst.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I have a smell thing that I can't deal with smells. And like the way that things, like just things that like are coming out of you mm-hmm. and the smells that are emitting from it mm-hmm. are just so
nasty.
Awful. Yeah.
And everything around you. I remember being in like what you would call now Disney Springs, but it was fucking downtown Disney.
Yeah, I was in downtown Disney
When I was pregnant. And I remember walking by the movie theater that they have there, and they have like a restaurant. It's not a Planet Hollywood or something, but it's just like a fucking...
I think it used to be a Planet Hollywood, yeah.
Something like that. And I remember walking by the movie theater and going to Jeff, somebody ordered buffalo wings. And he goes, what the fuck are you talking about? I go, somebody fucking ordered buffalo wings. And he's like, looking at me like, what are you talking about? And like, by the bar, like, what?
Somebody has like
somebody
one buffalo
eating
wing.
One wing. He's like, how the fuck did you smell that? I go, I can smell everything. I smell you. I smell the fucking guy 5 feet in front of me that has on like fucking... like cool water on. I don't know. Fucking everything. Yeah.
Listen, my wife right now, I think she forgets that she's a lesbian sometimes, right? Because we were watching like one of those like emergency ER shows or some shit like that.
Love those
and
shows.
So do I. And the girl was pregnant. They were showing like a C-section thing. And the minute that the girl announced that she was pregnant, they were like, oh, we have to do like an emergency like C-section.
I didn't know I was pregnant?
That show freaks me the fuck out.
I love that show.
Half of them, I'm like, how the fuck did you not know?
I have
know someone.
Somebody. I do too.
No, some of them I'm like, I understand. The other one, no. You're like fourth child. You're like, how did you not? No.
I have a friend who now she's pregnant with her second child. She knows. But the first kid, like, she went in for abdominal pain. Oh. If I saw her, like, weeks before the kid was born, and she just had a little punch. Like, it was like a little punch.
You drank a little bit too much beer and had pizza.
Like, and she always...
she gained, like, 10 pounds.
Yeah, and she always had, like, gastric issues.
Right.
So she never thought about it. And then she had, like, this, like, abdominal pain that was fucking driving her nuts. And finally, her sister was like...
No, it's a baby kidney.
We need to go... No, her sister was like, we need to go to the fucking hospital. Something's wrong with you. They took her to the hospital. And she's like, yeah, I have this pain. She goes... You're like 8 months pregnant.
Wow.
And the kid needs to come out right now.
Wow.
And thank fucking God, the kid is just turned 2 and super fucking healthy. Never had a freaking, which again, is one of these fucking things that it's like you stress so much about your children.
Yep. Yeah.
And prenatal
about your
vitamins.
Yeah.
And like, did I take enough? What the fuck is that called?
Omega-3 or...
No, like, not even. That pill that is like the prenatal plus something or other.
The fish oil.
The fish oil and like...
The fish pills. Folic acid.
Folic acid. And they're like, take this pill and make sure you do this. Blah, blah, blah. And fucking
don't
kid.
Smoke, don't drink, don't do any of the bad and fun
then,
stuff.
And then I didn't know I was pregnant. I did all those things times 3.
Yeah.
And then kid's fucking healthy as hell. Never had a fucking problem. And my kid that I freaking did... Everything and their mother too, and he's a healthy kid, but
he doesn't sleep.
Doesn't sleep and has infection based seizures.
Yeah,
like you can't fucking win. So whatever you do,
you really can't.
It's gonna be what it's
you
gonna
really
be.
Can't. It's gonna be what it's gonna be.
So yeah, so she has one of those habits. When we were watching that show, and she started to have like a panic attack, and I was like, you know that I can't do that to you, like randomly. I'm like, you know that,
like,
right?
You know we don't work.
You
on
know,
this
yeah, like I was
you know
like,
that
you
we
know,
have to like,
you know, the strap
like, voluntarily.
Like, this is to be like a thing you are aware of.
You know, the strap on does not.
Yeah, like I was like, I can't get you pregnant like this, and like I had to like calm her back down. I'm like, calm back down. I'm like, you know, I don't have a penis.
Like, you'll
I can't
be very aware of when this, if and
yeah,
when
like
this
if
happens.
It ever happens, we
it's gonna
plan
be very
this.
Clinical. Dude, one day I was like half asleep scrolling through Facebook, and I have a friend that's a friend of ours from high school that's a lesbian, and they were like, we're pregnant, and I'm like, I'm so confused. What happened?
Tell me who this is.
I'll tell you. You know who. I'm sure you know who it is. But
the
I'm sure I do, but I can't think of anything. Well, I'm
obviously they
I just
Vanessa.
Realized
obviously,
how drunk I am. So
I told you
they've been
you
trying
were
to
drunk.
Tell you for like an hour.
Yeah,
yeah, but I was fighting it.
She didn't want to believe me.
I did not.
But I was so confused for a good 2 hours.
You're like,
but I don't understand. How did this happen?
Which one of you and did the other one know?
But
that's
like,
what was happening.
And it had nothing to do with me, and I was really confused. So I understand.
Yeah,
I understand
gets, like,
your plight.
She gets super like. I always joke about it, and I make fun of her on stage when I'm telling the jokes, because it's legitimate like stress. Like I can see her go through, and I'm like,
I have an IUD.
Not
I have an IUD, and I'm every day. I'm like, my period's one day late.
What the fuck, what
is, the going fuck
is going
what
is, on?
I'm very confused.
So she freaks out, and I always laugh. I'm like, I can't. I mean, if I ever did that to you, we'd be billionaires. If I could possibly,
of course.
Like, you shouldn't even be stressed about it. You should be excited that I was able to even do that,
because
now
we're
gonna
magic.
Be rich.
We're magic.
All the time. It's just knowing that I can just like do that.
Strap on is magical, guys.
I wish my strap on was magical. But yeah, so
I'm sure it is.
She's down.
So yeah,
Akio baby.
In a long shot, the first time
really?
Was
Akio baby.
Akio baby.
Why not? Fuck, bring that shit here. But yeah, so the first time buying a strap-on was interesting, and definitely the reason that one would, besides the emotional connection you have with your partner, like, let's forget the whole romantic bullshit that comes
oh, no,
with that.
No,
it's
that.
The power. It is legitimately the power. And the first time that I ever used a strap-on, I remember text messaging the next day my guy best friend, and I told him, I underestimated how much work you put in. Like legit, like and he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, in sex, like I underestimated how much my back was fucking on fire the next day, not realize, because as a woman you use different muscles when you're having sex, you know what I mean? A guy uses, you don't realize that until you're in the guy's position. And I was like, yo, my lower back is fucking dying. Like I did not do enough exercises
because you did
not,
nobody told me about,
like, nobody warned me, like what my, where was my best
listen,
friend
listen,
with
you
that?
PSA.
Yeah,
this
you know,
is your
like,
PSA.
Hey,
to all potential lesbians.
Yeah, like if you
do some
do this,
core workouts,
definitely do those back extensions. Fucking work the
you
shit out of your
pee
fucking yeah
with like the. The, like,
with the lean, you know what I mean?
Lean.
Like, if I had been doing that for years, I would have been ready to go. But
like, my kid is gonna be ready in the
he's
future.
Ready to go.
He's got the lean going already, so he's working.
You
that
should
lower
be a proud
back
mom.
Muscle.
You should
but
be
there,
a proud mom.
But there is definitely something that switches off in the head. That's just like it's a different. You're there with a different goal. You have a different goal-oriented task in mind.
Makes sense.
What do you prefer?
If I had to, I prefer not using it only because I'm more in the realism, like
it takes
the moment.
A lot of work. Oh.
It does. Well, it's a lot of shit.
Takes
I gotta put.
Well, no, shut your face because
work.
I'm pretty sure, and as a female, the other shit takes a lot of time too.
Everything takes a lot of time.
There's
everything
other
takes
muscles
a lot of time.
That are working.
No, definitely. Everything creates new problems. But I feel like. One, I'm not the kind of person who's just gonna wear the strap on all night, hoping that maybe this is what's gonna happen. I mean, I'm still dating a chick, so I could be wearing it all night for nothing. Like, I could be waiting, like, I could be wearing a strap on all night, get home, and she wants to sleep in 5 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck was this? I wore bigger jeans and everything to hold this thing.
Wait, rewind.
So you have to wear that the whole day? Like, the whole time?
Wait, it's not like something that you
put that on in the middle?
No, wait. Here's what happens. We go back to the window.
What happened
was
the room just exploded.
What happened?
I'm so
was.
Confused.
No, here's what happens. Right. So you have two options.
We
you
have
either
questions.
Wear it all night when you're like, no, that this is like a thing you're gonna do tonight.
How do you know?
You
girls
don't
are
know.
So fucking confusing.
Exactly my point. Right. So
at least
you,
guys are already like it's. It,
like, guys are ready to go whenever.
Right.
So like I have no idea what you're talking about.
So like on a female aspect, like when you're like sometimes
it's just like wearing a fanny pack.
Yeah. Like. This is my
and you've kind of like
my
louder to the microphone, Stephanie.
This is my panty accessory
and
that I've
kind
decided
of,
to wear.
You've accepted
my.
This is about you tonight,
right? Right, and for
as
me,
most men do.
Well, for me personally,
well, she's not a dude.
No, I'm not.
I know
for
she's
me personally,
not, but I'm saying as other like men do.
Well, they have no option. It's
exactly.
There.
Here's the thing. For me personally, like this is just Q talking. Like I get. off really, like, I get off by just pleasing somebody else more so than,
no, fuck that.
I know it's a rarity. But I do, like, I love that. I love that aspect of it. So for me,
it makes you a good lesbian. That's probably possibly. What I'd be a terrible lesbian.
I would be an awful You're like, lesbian.
Do it on me. Fuck
exactly.
You.
I'm like, do it on me. You have a vibrator. I'll hold it there if you want.
I'll step like this.
I'll you know.
Like, I can put the strap on and just fall asleep.
Listen, you just ride it while I'm like knocked out.
I can lay down and you can just like bounce if you want.
Steph isn't gonna be a lesbian. She's gonna be lesbian and lesbian.
Yes, definitely.
See, this is why I can't be a lesbian. There's like a lot of work involved.
It is.
In this.
It is.
Like, girls are too much fucking work.
They are.
I feel like you
trust
deserve
me.
An award.
There are times in my life where I've gone, well, is this really what the fuck I want to do in my life? Like, this is fucking a pain in the ass. But, like, there are
like,
women...
I have a 6-minute record that I can break. Like, I mean, come on. Like, that's not a lot of time, you know?
Yeah, so, like, there are some lesbians who will go, like, to a place, like, strapped. You know, like, so that's why I say strapped.
Up.
Like,
no.
Straight up. Go to a
There's a different language that just kicked in here.
So, going strapped.
Strapped. You have gone out.
Strapped. Yeah.
Wearing it.
Yeah.
All the time. Does that feel
weird and powerful all at the same time? Like, is this
so, like,
weird?
What pants do you wear for jeans? This kind of situation?
You have to, because you can't wear your regular jeans.
You can't wear skinny jeans.
Otherwise, you're going to have like a John Hamm situation. And that's just weird for everyone.
Leggings are not worn.
And the fact that they wear strap ons already hard. So, this is a weird conversation from the get, because, you know, there is no
right,
like,
there's no like,
I press a button, it goes.
Oh my god, but they should totally make
one.
No bombita.
I feel like I should be like pumped up kicks. Like, I just press a button like a bunch of times.
They have
or like the Austin Powers. Like the,
they have them for the old
penis
people.
Enlarger. Yeah, they have penis enlargers. Why not?
So, like, there are people who
you
go
can like inflate your
strap places,
on.
Things
no,
like
I
that.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, totally.
Ruining this lesbian window. For
no,
me.
Because here's the thing. Like, I talked about it. Like, the window you have sometimes, it takes me to properly place the strap on. It's a good, man, like 3 minutes, like to really put it on in the right place that I needed to put on. Make sure that it's tight enough that as I'm doing what I need to do, it's not going to loosen up and I'm going to have to keep tightening it in the middle of it, which takes you out of the moment. So that's a lot. So there has been a moment.
Okay, being a lesbian seems really fucking complicated.
It
seems like
it is.
A lot
this
of work.
It's not a fucking choice, a listeners. Fucking this is
yeah,
not a
lesbianism
choice.
Lesbianism seems very tiring.
Listen, this one time.
I'm tired of just thinking about it.
I'll never forget this one
effort.
Time I literally
no wonder
had.
You exercise.
I had like you have to.
She like goes to the fucking gym and shit.
I have
she
to. Rides now you know why. I'm back extensions all day.
Lesbianism is exhausting. Yeah. So can that be the title?
This one time.
Lesbianism is exhausting.
I'll write it down.
I'll never forget. This one time, I knew that I had seconds. We were both drunk. It was one of those like nights that I knew that if
well,
I didn't.
Well, at least you don't get like whiskey dick.
No, definitely
well, that's
don't.
That's true.
Like, yeah, I don't. Definitely
that's
don't.
A, I guess that's a positive.
It's,
it, a girl
it's always ready to
go.
Go.
Can just go.
So I knew that I had like a very
Thank
small
God
window.
My kids sleep through this.
And I wanted to use the strap. So I was trying to like get it on, but I was also drunk. So things weren't working in the same way. So the strap that would have normally gone around my waist, I couldn't figure it out. Like I had gotten the leg straps in, so I used them as a backpack.
Oh my god!
And I literally just strapped it. So what ends up happening is I literally have the fucking strap on.
I was gonna ask you,
you're doing
was
the
it
backpack
like in
thing?
Your
no, it's not in the right place. Yeah,
you're doing the backpack thing, and I'm like, I'm thinking of like Ghostbusters right now.
That's kind of what it was like. I call it the S on my chest because I had like a literal like strap on sticking out of my chest. And I made it work because then I just grabbed her legs and just brought her in. And it was actually easier because it was less pain on my back and more about my arms. And I'm very like top heavy. Like I'm very like I have arm strength. So I was just like, I'm just going to use this fucking motion.
Just oh my God.
I'm going to do. I'm just gonna pull you into me and constantly pull you into me. It worked in the moment, but it's that's why I talked. Like, if you're listening and you design strap-ons for any reason, make them easier, like faster, ready to go, ready
send
to go
money.
Moments. Yeah, and send money, send money to Mama's and Merlot.
We could become like the Grace and Frankie.
Oh my God,
we
yes.
totally could and become like Grace and Frankie.
Yeah,
and instead of making like. Of vibrator, we make like
strap
on
vibrator
strap-ons.
For old ladies
and strap on for old ladies.
Strap-ons
we're lesbian,
for
old
ladies.
Although,
really,
we're here.
Yeah, lesbian, not me.
Adjacent. Yeah. You've never even made out with a girl. You cannot call yourself lesbian.
I am adjacent to a lesbian.
She's sitting
right
next
now.
To one, so
right now
it
she's
works.
Adjacent to me. Right now I am lesbian adjacent.
She's more adjacent than you are.
Yes.
Because you're across from her.
I mean, whatever.
And you are the mayor of Lesbian Island.
I am closer. And I am closer than Vanessa is.
Who doesn't reciprocate? I just like the masses I can roll to come over. To me and just make like, shit happen.
Come hither. But yeah, being a lesbian is not easy. Women have,
besides
and, like,
the fact
we
that
we haven't even
shit
touched
crazy.
On like the emotional.
No, this is just
sexual.
Sexual.
This is just sex.
This is
this
just
sounds
sex.
Like a whole fucking like. This yeah. is why I'm not a lesbian.
No.
Like,
it
this is just way too fucking.
Can that be the title? This is why I'm not a lesbian.
like honestly,
way
it
too
is
fucking complicated.
It is way too complicated.
Really,
like,
yeah.
No, I mean.
We're
you
learning
figure,
so much.
This is like 100%. Like, this is why it's not a choice. Like, you
no,
were definitely,
it's definitely
born
not
this
a choice.
Because, like, who would choose to do this?
Nobody would choose to do this. I laugh about this all the time because I'm just like, you know, I still have moments where I'm like talking to my guy. I was like, man, it would just be so much easier to be with a guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would
it's
just
true.
Be like, it would be so chill. And this
to
is
just
never
roll over,
chill.
Go to sleep.
Yeah, like, that's it. Like, you know what I mean? I just
like
perk my ass
like,
up and you know,
to,
and like, that's
exactly,
it.
Exactly. If you wanted to, you could just perk your ass up and it's over in 5 minutes and then you could just go about your night. Like, it's not no. hard.
Like, guess what? Like, there is no 5-minute sex session with two chicks. There is no.
So fucking,
I'm so tired.
So fucking exhausting.
I'm so tired.
But there is.
I am exhausted for you,
Christy. Can you make her like a medal? Can you like with your cricket make her a medal?
You're gonna get a Wreck-It Ralph medal.
Yes. Because like truthfully, there is no 5 minutes. By the time like 5 minutes have passed, just me trying to make sure that I'm like ready to go. Like you're ready to go. I'm ready to go. You don't have a headache. I don't have a headache. We are like all in the same mood. Everything is.
I have
set.
A headache just listening to.
And yeah,
then,
I can
then go.
I can see it's like the whole like, hey, tickle tickle, you in? Okay, it's gonna be a while. Are you away? No, I want to watch the last two episodes of like fucking Defenders and shit, or like Jessica
Game of
Jones,
Thrones.
Or
I'm watching
Game of
Thrones.
I'm sorry, I have like two more episodes to catch up with Outlander before we can like.
It's okay, but then I might have the strap on and on the right.
It's percent. Good. It's good. It's
like
ready
I finally
to
go. Got it exactly where it
Speaking
needs to
of
be.
Speaking of Outlander, there's a guy that's pretty and rugged.
You
Outlander?
Need to watch Outlander.
Okay,
like I'm behind, but I know that I need to catch up. Like,
she's been
know.
Trying to drag us into Outlander.
No, it's worth it. It's worth it.
It's so worth it. He's so he is so worth it.
He really is. He's like
you.
Dirty.
He's dirty, but he's
and
pretty. So
pretty
at the
pretty.
Same time.
They're Highlanders. They're all fucking dirty because they yeah. didn't shower.
He's
then.
Dirty, yeah. but he's like stunning.
Like they Got change like, clothes, if, and you're like, fucker didn't shower.
If when God created Adam. And like created the perfect human, like this is what this guy would be.
Got and then
but
he
he's
didn't
dirty
shower
enough
him.
To be like un hombre. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, manly.
And again, it's
and he's but his face is pretty.
It's high, it. But it's Highlander time. They didn't fucking shower.
Yeah,
every
so
day.
They're dirty
underwear
automatically.
And like
the rain cleaned
and shit.
Them.
Yes,
like he's ready to go. There's no strap on.
Good to go.
Because I mean, there's skirts.
Beneficial.
There's skirts.
Beneficial.
It's they may, okay kilts.
By the way, I'm bondage beige.
What the fuck does that mean?
That's the color of
your skin?
Inner thigh.
Bondage beige.
Yeah.
At the that shit
I like the purple better.
No, definitely. But bondage beige is where I apparently fell in the spectrum of color.
Your skin tone.
My skin tone is bondage beige.
Nice.
I wonder if that's like a foundation color. If I ever create my own makeup line, I'm going to do a
bondage
beige. Like,
and I'll know what to use.
Yeah,
like,
perfect.
That's what I'm going to do.
Perfect.
Oh Lord, yeah. So
oh
that is a thing. Yeah. So no,
it's so weird.
And it sounds questions? Exhausting.
I can't.
It really
you
does.
Know what?
It sounds fucking
Snap
exhausting.
To you because
seriously, yes.
Ask Pat's
fucking awful.
To all the lesbians.
This
high five,
like the worst
girls.
Thing
high
in the
five.
Whole fucking world.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, so many nights I've been saved by like, I'm just gonna turn over.
And there's like a lot of nights that it's like, done. Oh. We only have a couple minutes. Like, that sounds fucking exhausting. Like, I remember, like, look, college me is
yeah.
all about lesbianism.
Right.
Not, like, for real.
But the work.
Sorry, I'm...
Like,
I'm,
the work, you mean.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
how long
super,
it takes
I'm,
to get there.
Yeah,
she was, like,
yeah.
energetic and into
yeah.
it.
Because
yeah, at that
young,
point, there was no kids.
Energy.
There was no fucking responsibilities. It
you
was,
had
like,
all the time
oh, we're
in
gonna,
the world.
Like, oh, it... Like, we're gonna have, like, sex for, like, 3 fucking hours? Let's fucking go.
God, that's...
Like, now that sounds
awful.
Fucking exhausting.
3 hours. Oh,
Like my, I have the luxury of my husband being good at doing it and getting, and he knows me, and like we're right. done and we're good and I'm satisfied. He's satisfied and we're done. Like, oh my fucking god! Like
yeah, Christy's that's mind is just blown.
No. Yeah, no, that's not how it works.
Like, all the
Who
time?
Has time for like marathon sex after 25? Like
no, and then you also like take into consideration that every woman's different. Like what turns you on, what turns you on, what yeah. turns you on is totally different. So I still like as a lesbian, you still have to like play into what turns them on in the first place. And for me, it's easier because I have more male tendencies. I'm you could turn me on like this. Like I'm like a guy. Like turn over and perk your ass, and I'm like, and yes, let's go. But in the reversal, it's not always the same because Vanessa V is very much more like girly and more of your lipstick lesbian. That's what she would be considered. She's very girly. She's not boyish at all. Everything has to be the right mood. Everything has to be the right thing. So to get to that point, I'm tired. Like by the time I've gotten you, like where I'm like, oh, I know it's gonna be a good night. I'm like, I'm so drained. Like
like I'm not like I would be the worst lesbian.
I really would be.
No, and then okay, this is like the random old question. Like okay, so. A bunch
like
of girls.
I would like just like hand you a vibrator and like be like.
Wait, I have a question. Has she ever used a strap-on on you?
Once.
This is very personal.
Once, because it was like weird. Because at that point it was like a power control thing, right? So it was like I've had the power. I know, and I can know what it feels like to have the power, and now it feels weird.
Your face
giving
she's
you.
Like, she's very so into this. She's super
like,
into it.
It feels weird giving you the power and having to like relinquish that, and that is. Like that's like my own personality.
It's like a control thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a control thing. I'm a control freak. So
really,
I know you would never know.
I was surprised.
So to give the power to you already was like one thing. Like, I don't know how this is gonna go. But I enjoy using it more so than it being used on me for that emotional. Mental connection to it. Not that it doesn't feel good or that's different, but like the connection of feeling that power and that's what turns you on is knowing that you're doing a certain something to somebody is different.
See, I don't get that.
You won't until
my husband talks about that all the time and I'm like, I don't get it.
I didn't either until I didn't either for a long time until I bought one and then felt that power that I was like, oh, this is what they're talking about. Like, this is that thing. And it's just like a, it's like a flip. I can only describe it like a light switch. It's like the switch turns on and all of a sudden it's a, and for, I guess for when you're connected with your partner and when you are in love with your partner and it's a little bit different, but knowing that you have the power to change how they're feeling in that moment.
I could get that.
And not feeling it yourself.
No.
Because I'm not feeling it myself. I'm going based on your reaction. Because where the guy, it's attached to him. He feels exactly what he's doing to you.
Right.
For me, I only know that what I'm doing is working based on your reaction. Right. So when your reaction is high, I'm like, fuck yeah. So I can't even feel this. I'm doing a great job. You know what I mean? Like, it's that level.
So like, the only thing that I could maybe relate to is kind of just like the being on top.
Yeah.
Thing, which, but at the same, but like.
But no, but it would be like giving a blowjob, no? Because you're not feeling anything.
Hate that
I know
shit.
You hate doing it.
Like, the
but
only
you're
thing,
not feeling anything.
Right.
He's feeling something. You feel nothing. But he's still feeling something great. Right?
You don't feel a little bit of.
I mean,
here's a good question. Like, you don't feel like a little bit of power when you know that he's about to go, but you can control whether or not he's going to go that moment or not.
Really?
I just wanted to be. Yeah. Like, get this out of my face.
Literally get
but
it out of my face.
Saying, like, but on the flip side of that, like on the on top thing, like that I get.
Right.
But at the but like selfishly, like there's still something in it for me.
Right.
So I understand both sides of it. So but like so I guess like the on top thing I get.
Right.
In the sense of like, yes, like that part I can control and I can see the reactions. I get but at there's also like there's a little bit in it for me.
Yeah.
So you know,
I guess that's why I said that. That's why I like prefaced it with like I get off with getting somebody else off. Mm-hmm. Like that does it for me, and that's not for everybody. So I wouldn't even like suggest like for every lesbian in the world to like buy a strap on and go, you know, like fucking thrusting people for no reason. Like don't
just
do that.
Like, thrust him.
Yeah, you're like this fucking like air hump everywhere. Like,
hey,
sounds like a party.
But like. for me, it ended up working because I enjoy that. So that in itself was pleasurable for me. So okay. That in itself, I was still getting something, because I feel like if I wasn't that kind of person, then I can understand you. Like, what is it in it for me? I don't feel what the fuck it is that I'm doing. I'm only watching you. This is like I'm getting cheated. I got like the short end of the stick.
I did all the work and I got no pleasure.
I'm fucking
out of it.
Tired. You went to sleep and I'm not done. Like what the fuck is this? Like, then
right.
I feel like
right.
I guess,
that's
like,
the other part of it is like I'm gonna put it on this effort and then what? Like
yeah, like what the fuck are you gonna do? But it's different, you know. Like, so for me, it was beneficial in the sense that I was also getting off while I'm doing it for
got
different.
It.
It's a different kind of getting off.
I guess
there's like, you know, like there is. It is again that sense of I'm getting off on one, my own power, like the own power that I have in this situation, and two, it a level of cockiness of knowing that this is what I was able to do to you. And you weren't expecting it. Like, that's, you know what I mean? You weren't expecting...
That sounds fair.
You know, like, you weren't expecting that I would be able to do... And I wasn't expecting that I would be able to do all of this stuff. So here you are. And so it even changes who you are in bed. Like, I'm not the same partner in bed when I have the strap on, when I don't. Because it's a different level. Like, it's almost like I'm putting on a different hat.
Right.
When I'm wearing the strap on, I'm like, okay, I gotta be this... cocky Tony Stark, you know what I mean, where I'm just coming in knowing I'm laying it down, like, you know what I mean, like, it's just you have to go in with a certain level of confidence.
Christy,
if you don't
understand, you
yeah, you know, you understand what it is that I'm saying.
I was like, Christy,
good
also
analogy,
like,
I'm like cocky Tony Stark.
Christy also likes things that Vanessa and I are not particularly fond of, so
what the.
But
I understood the
true.
Tony Stark reference. I understood that.
But that's no, like that the
I understood that reference.
Yeah, I understood that reference. No, she's talking about other
but
things.
But that's the
that
level
I
of cockiness you have to have. If you don't get off on that, like, egotistical run, then it's not for you. I've known many friends who are lesbians, and not each one of them wears a strap. One does, and maybe the other one's like, it's not for me. I don't get any enjoyment out of it. And that's understandable. I do. I get an enjoyment. But I didn't know that I was going to... I was anti it for a really long time until I bought one. And I was like,
right.
Ah, this works for me.
Got it.
It's a control thing. And it totally works out. But emotional lesbian thing is fucked. That's fucked. That you have to really love women to deal with that.
Yeah, and I'm like kind of on the fence about women.
Really?
I like them enough for like friendship,
for like podcasting,
and like shit like that. But like that, everything that you've just talked about, it just sounds like a lot of fucking effort that I don't really have time nor energy for.
Well, that's why, like, I laugh. I really fucking laugh at people that they're like, oh, because it's a fucking... No, nobody fucking chooses to deal with women.
No.
Like,
no.
It's fucking, like... Because, listen... There's one of my friends.
Like, men don't even choose to deal with women. Like,
it just straight
men
like,
don't.
That's
they
just what they're
don't.
Attracted
that's what they're
to.
Attracted to.
Can't you
like,
just like
I have a friend
shit and like
then
be done,
done
with it? Like,
yeah.
I just feel like that's the most productive. I'm all about like I run a business, so I'm all about like time management, just getting as much done as
getting get out and be done
for as, like getting as much time with. As much done as you can in the shortest amount of time possible.
Right.
And I just feel like that may be the solution.
Like, I have a friend that I love her more than life itself. I could never fucking date her. She's fucking exhausting.
I don't know if I want to be in a relationship with a woman.
It's no. Exhausting.
They're fucking exhausting.
V, we love you.
No, and in all honesty,
fucking exhausting.
I'm actually going to flip it for a second. V and I have an interesting dynamic, because you look at me and you look at V and you go, and for the most part, as
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Some Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I want to say something like I say this offensively because most people, like a lot of LGBT people, are offended when we get asked this question. But I hang out with so many straight people that I get used to it. Like, who's the guy? Who's the girl? Like, I always get asked that question. And when you look at me and you look at Vanessa, you go, Q's the guy, V's the girl.
Right.
And for physicality, yes. But emotionally, I'm the girl. And Vanessa's the guy. Like, V's the guy. V's the one that doesn't give a shit. Like, is
she's
very,
the robot.
You, is very much like you in the sense Steph. That, like, feelings Steph. Aren't a big thing for her. Like, that's not what she wants to tap into.
I don't like feelings.
She doesn't want to talk about her emotions.
Feelings are messy.
Feelings are very messy.
Yeah, and that's very much how V is. And I'm the one that's like, no, but you haven't asked me how I felt today. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, as
and
I'm
sometimes
like.
Sometimes I feel bad because David's always like, how was work? And how was this? And how was that? And I'm like, oh, it was fine. And, like, when I remember, I'm like, oh, I have to ask him, like, how his day was. But sometimes I don't because I'm just, like, really
she
caught
has to put
up.
In an effort.
Yeah.
And I have to, like, seriously, and call it, like, being self-absorbed or whatever it is, but, like, it's a lot of times it's just, like, I'm just so, like, drained that I just don't even, like, care to talk about it one way or the other, whether it's me or whether
or
it's him.
Him,
and I'm just, like, I'm just trying to give you, like, a different side of it. It's, like, I don't want to go there. Like, I've been there all day. Like,
right.
I don't want to rehash the whole thing. David is all about rehashing.
Me too.
So, like, even we have been to couples therapy in the past.
Yeah.
And, like, all he wanted to do was, like, talk about what happened in therapy. I'm like, I don't want to
spend
the next hour and a half talking about. We just spent the last hour and a half talking about. You know what I mean? So, it's like, sometimes you don't even, it's just, you're just so drained that you don't want to go there.
Oh, no. You are my wife. Because I am very much Dave in that aspect.
Why,
like,
sure.
Like, I want to talk about our feelings, why you feel that way, what made you feel that way, how can I help you feel that, like, not feel that way.
How can,
like,
I fix it?
Yeah, like, how can I fix this problem? This is what I'm going through. Do you know what I'm going through? Maybe you should know what I'm going through. This is what, like, I'm very much like that. And Vanessa's very, like, just shut off. Like,
I'm
no
about this.
I'm done. Like, I don't want to talk about it. You're beating, like I don't want, we're going in circles. I'm like, no, we're going in circles because we're working through it. Like, this is a part of the process. She's like, fuck this process. I'm
I don't like
it.
This process.
I'm very much fuck this process. Honestly, like, if you could give me 20 minutes to myself and just not fucking talk to me and just let me, like, huff and puff alone, I'll be fine. It's when you're like,
but what's wrong? But what's going on?
But why can't you tell me? Like, dude, I'm fine. Leave me alone.
Dude, I'm fine. Well, we had this conversation a while ago that, like, I was pissed off about something. And Jeff was, like, trying to make it better. And I remember bitching
that,
to them.
Nothing annoys me more.
And I
than,
said,
like, trying to make up for,
because I told Jeff this and I was sending those. I'm like, I didn't tell him, like, the thing. I was like, I just want to be
fucking mad. Hey, Eminem, are you okay over there?
I'm fine.
Like, Vanessa just got hot all of a sudden.
No, she's cold.
No, I have.
No, Christy has, like, a weird obsession with Eminem. It's really,
oh, okay.
Weird.
It's like beyond weird.
Yeah, it's
the,
odd.
The AC hits me in the back of the head and I get cold.
But, like, it was like my thing. I was like, babe, I love you and I will get over whatever I'm upset about. And it may not even be about you.
It's probably
just,
not about
it's
you.
It's probably not about you. Just
but
let
you're sitting
me
there
fucking
and
be mad.
Me 10,000 times what's wrong.
You're going to make it about you.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I got really upset.
So, like, and her, like, phone was
just
lying.
No, just, like, stop trying to make it better. Stop trying to talk about your feelings. Stop trying to talk about my feelings. I'm like, I just want to be mad.
Like, let me be mad for 20 minutes. I promise
you. I promise it is the healthiest 20 minutes I will have.
All
day. I think it's a fear inside of... I'm going to talk for us as if I'm a guy for a second.
Like, emotional.
Because I am one of them. Because I'm like that. I want to fix the problem. And it took like a really long time. I'm still working on that. Like, not fixing the problem. Like, realizing that she just needs to vent. Or she just needs to just
she
not
just needs
be,
to be
anything.
Mad.
And I just need to not talk. Like, I need to learn to not talk. And I'm still learning that aspect. But it's literally like... For me, it's like I have this, like, above and beyond love that I'm like, I don't want you to be upset. I don't want you to be unhappy. I want you to be, like, smiles and rainbows and butterflies all the
nope.
fucking time.
Nope.
And I know that I
alone.
Can't, but so...
Oh, that sounds so terrible.
No, and I know better
I
than that.
I understand it, but it's like, it just sounds so unreal. Like,
it is
I don't
unreal.
Want to...
No, it's, no.
But, like,
it totally
sounds
is
so
unrealistic. I'm
like,
fucking fully aware of that now. But it took me a long-ass time to get there, like, to figure that out. I'm still... Even now, I'm like... do you just want to be mad? Like, now that's instead of like,
yeah, sometimes yes. I just want to be mad. Yeah, that's, let just, me be mad.
Are you listening, that's boys? Where the vocabulary has changed. Like, my vocabulary has changed. Yeah, like, I instead of going like, how can I help? I literally will go, do you just want to be mad? Like, right now? And it has happened, like, where, like, she'll be mad at me for something. And I'll realize it, like, immediately. And I'll turn around and I'll be like, I'm so sorry. You're right. Like, I shouldn't have done that. And I'll see in her face that that was too fast. Right?
And I'll look, I'm not done up, being mad.
Yeah, and I'll be like, did I apologize too quickly? She was like, yeah. I'm like, okay. I'm just going to pretend like I didn't do that. And you can be mad at me for, like, a good 20 minutes. I'll come back, apologize again. And then we can pretend like it's the first time I'm apologizing.
But, like, it's true. It's,
you can get it out.
It's so true.
God, girl, it's so fucking difficult.
Like, seriously.
And, like, I swear to you, like, why do you want to do this?
Trust me, it wasn't a choice, like I said.
Like, I know it's not a choice, but, like, but why?
No, I love her. I do. I love her.
No, not
more.
Her. Just
not her specifically.
In general.
General.
No,
we're not,
I know.
Trying to talk you out of your marriage.
No, no, definitely not.
We're all about, like,
no.
We understand how fucking crazy we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why would, like, that's why, like, it boggles our mind that people think that, like, it's a fucking no. There's no fucking person that chooses to be with a fucking crazy ass woman, because we're fucking crazy.
No, and I've realized that, like, all women are crazy. Like, I'm my own level of crazy for my own ass. Like, my own, I bring my own crazy to the table, and my wife brings her own crazy to the table. So the two of us is just a fucking smorgasbord of nutso. This is really
sounds about
happening.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just legit. It's, I guess, just finding the balance, like, realizing who's crazy for what, and then kind of like trying to like juggle that within right. the midst of it. But it is a lot of fucking work, and especially when like I'm the one that's more emotional than she is, then I bring even more baggage to that than she does, for example, because she's really like, cut it, it's over, it's done, I'm ready. And I'm like, no, we didn't talk about it. Like, I don't want to go to sleep angry. Like, I don't want to, like, we shouldn't
but
go to bed. Yeah, like,
don't be
mad at me. Like, yeah. Did I do anything wrong? And she's like, just stop already. I'm like, okay, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, should I yell at you back? I don't know what you want from me.
Like, sometimes you tell them to stop, and it's just like, okay. But why do I need to stop? Like, it's like, oh my God. Like, yeah, how, like, do you not understand this?
Look,
it's shut the fuck up.
It's not about you. I'm mad at something. I want to fucking
even if it is about you, I don't want to talk to you about why I'm mad at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I want
to
bitch. I'm going to bitch for about 15 minutes. And I'm probably not going to bitch to you. I'm going to either bitch at the fucking wall, or I'm going to bitch on Polo, and I'm going to bitch to my friends, and then they're just going to...
We're here for you, boo.
All my friends, and here's the thing, all the girls are going to say, yeah, that's it.
Like, you are right.
And that's all I want to hear. Okay. Not, well, you have
I
to realize
it.
That, you know, something.
No, fuck that shit.
Shut up.
Nope. Shut that shit down.
I'm so sorry, fellas. I'm with you at this moment right now in this podcast. I am with you guys.
But now you understand, like, we're fucking crazy.
No. Like, I'm fully aware.
No, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, like, it doesn't. It doesn't make sense, but I'm fully aware of it because I deal with this all the time.
And that's why, like, it cracks me up when people are like, oh, it's a fucking... No, nobody fucking chooses this shit.
No. Every relationship that I was with a guy, I had wrapped around my finger. I did whatever the fuck I wanted, whenever the fuck I wanted. It was the most easiest relationship in the world. I started dating.
Men are much simpler creatures.
They are.
They really are.
All I have to do is perk my ass, and you're over.
Yes.
Whatever the fuck.
And then
just
you feed
happened.
Them, and that's it.
And that's
yes,
it.
You just perk your ass and fucking feed them. That's it.
And that's it.
Sex
and that's
it. Sandwiches.
And it's true.
Title.
And then there you go. Sex and sandwiches is definitely an episode.
That's a great fucking title. Actually,
write it down.
Sandwiches. But women, it's like totally different. Like, and then I've realized, like, the longer I've dated women, and the longer, and now I'm married, and this whole nine, it's like, what pissed you off yesterday might not be what pissed you off today.
No.
And I don't get that because I'm such a, like, realist, and, like, I'm always the same person. Like, what pissed me off yesterday is going to be what pissed me off today. It's like, it's just what pisses me off. After that, I'm fine.
And it could build.
Yes. No, it could definitely build.
And, like, what pissed me off yesterday might not be pissing me off today, but something else is pissing me off and I didn't work it out. So it's just snowballing.
Well, like,
at
okay,
this point.
We've been doing construction, not construction, but redoing, remodeling the house. And, like, the other day I go to Jeff, I'm like, I just texted him, I'm like, you know, I love you, thank you for everything that you're doing, this is not. Then that night he did something and he pissed me off and I just fucking, like, lash out at him. So the next morning I was like talking to him about something and I go, okay babe, hi, you know, I love you, and he goes, fuck, you're gonna scream at me tonight. And I was like, is right though.
And I was like, no, yesterday you did something to, I love you, but you did something to fucking piss me off at some point. I don't know what it was.
See, but for me, like, days blend. So, like, I'll be mad at, like, something that you did yesterday. Like, I could still be mad at it the next day.
Oh, yeah. I wake up from a fucking dream and I'm mad at you. Like, for sure. You fucked up in my dream. Like, it's your fucking fault.
I'm mad at Vanessa every time she fucks up in my dream. It's like, automatically. And she knows it, because the next morning I'm like, don't fucking touch me. And she's like, what did I do this time? And I'm like, you know, you ran off with the pool boy. And I'm like, you know, like some random bullshit. She's like, no, that's a dreamer. I'm like, yeah, but I'm still not okay with this. Like,
I'm so mad.
I'm so mad and I'm not okay with
you
that.
You dream cheated. I'm so mad.
Yeah, like you totally fucked up.
Jeff, and this is the story that we will always tell. He elbowed me in a fuck, like one night, because he was fighting off Kardashians that were trying to kidnap me or some shit like that. Like, and he thought I was one of the Kardashians and fucking elbowed me in the dream. I was mad at him for I don't know how fucking long. And I'm like, I wasn't even in the dream. But I'm like, fuck you. He's like, but I was trying to save you. I'm like, well, you fucking hit me.
It's still better than what Neri did to me that one time. Like, when we first moved in, we like used my furniture, which was a full size bed. So, like, yeah, we are not small people in a full size bed. There's not a lot of space. He, like, in the middle of the night, rolled over and, like, open palm slapped me in the face. And I was like, what the fuck? And then him half asleep. Sorry, babe. Sorry. Like,
patting his hand.
Patting his whole giant hand on my face, like, trying to say sorry. And I'm like, this is not making it better.
It's making it worse.
And then, like, I don't even think we ever discussed, like, what happened. I think he was just, like, rolling over and, like, swung his arm around, and that's what happened. Yeah. But, yeah, I think fighting off Kardashians to keep them from abducting you is way better than just rolling over and getting smacked in the face.
Granted, but I was so pissed.
Yeah, no, it happens, you know. And so two women together is definitely a complicated situation. Yeah. And especially when you're... like
it just seems like so much more trouble than it's worth.
It does, you know. But you know, I've been with Vanessa longer than I've been in any other relationship that I've been with, and I think that it's just you constantly are switching roles. Like, that's why that sometimes that question is kind of offensive, like, oh, who's the guy, who's the girl?
I hate that question.
There's really no gender.
Like, I wouldn't ask that, but like,
but people do, people who are like, know better. And you know, so I'll answer them, like, you know, like, we're kind of the same. It just depends. Like, I kill the spiders and I build the stuff, but she also does things that are more masculine, if you want to look at it that,
like,
way.
I'll kill the fucking cockroach.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so like, fucking... we switch, but it's because we're constantly
when Neri's not here.
When he's not here, but if he is, then it's his job. Exactly. You know what I mean? So like, we constantly are switching roles, which means that we're constantly having to like reevaluate each situation or each problem or each thing, because we're either on one side or the other. I'll either be like totally more male tendency and she'll be in the more girl aspect, or we'll flip and I'm the most emotional right. Mess like, I don't know why you don't love me and you just don't fucking touch me, and she's like, just fucking man up and stop it already. Like, you know what I mean? God. I'm like, okay,
do you understand how many times I want to say that sometimes? Where I'm just like, sometimes like he's like,
you know, he's gonna hear this, right?
He's like seven episodes behind, but the time he hears this, it'll be fucking January. So
you got time to make up.
I have time. So
skipper?
I just, like,
does
a
he
couple
like,
of
skip around
in between and we'll be fine. But anyway,
pee-pee touch and it'll
again,
be okay.
Men are simple creatures. Like, we'll be okay.
It'll be fine. All of it.
But like,
however, I'm gonna have to really work
but
out
like,
whatever.
Sometimes I really
wrong.
Want to tell him. Some I really do. Like, sometimes I'm like, bro, can you just fucking like get your balls out of your purse and like just fucking man up? Like, how are you sitting here? Like, I'm not crying about this. Why are you crying about this? Like, no.
You hurt his feelings.
I know that's happened. And I guess that's where the benefit in two females being together emotionally is that we're at least more willing to call each other out on our bullshit, and we're a little bit harsher. She
but
has
I can't say that because then he gets like offended,
right?
Like,
but and I guess because there have been moments where I've cried or she's cried and she has legitimately been like, ah, here we go, here come the tears, and I'm like, you fucking bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but at the same time, like, I understand why she's calling me out at that moment, and I'm like, all right, fine, I'm not gonna fucking cry. You wanna make me fucking mad and like, but you want me to be
She's
mad
gonna Hulk out.
I'm gonna fucking be psychic. So like, I guess like, and in one way it's like a con, and in another way it's like, well, we also emotionally understand each other, right, a little bit better. So I can understand when I'm like, maybe today's just a bad day. I should have talked to you about this like tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's my bad. I brought this conversation up at the wrong.
This was not okay.
Yeah, like this was like not the time. And we also there are perks. Like I know what time of the month not to fuck around with certain conversations, and I just shouldn't. And it's not that. Oh,
I have a question.
Okay,
as a lesbian.
Yeah.
As a lesbian. As a female.
Yes.
She's drunk.
As a lesbian, as a female.
Say it again.
Are you allowed to pull the PMS card?
Yes.
Because like Jeff says, like there's times that I'll like say
what
shit.
What does Jeff say that's gonna get him hit?
No. Like there's times that like Jeff will do shit, or like I'll do shit and I'll go like batshit crazy, and then like the next day or the next couple of hours I'm like, yeah, that was fucking overreaction.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, because you know I'm sorry, blah blah blah, blah. You know, I'm also like I'm over emotional, I'm on my period, blah blah blah. And he goes, yeah,
I admit that. I never
oh
that.
I do it all the time.
And why like, are you giving away your secret?
He knows. He knows what I'm talking
we
about.
Know.
He okay. knows what I'm like, and like know. He'll go,
you do, but they don't.
No, they do.
No, yeah. Trust and me, Jeff knows because
oblivious.
Yeah, and Jeff knows because well, you know. Well, I'm
well,
I'm
I would hope not.
It doesn't matter. There's one thing, and then like you thinking they know it, but there's another thing in admitting it.
Yeah. No. Like, and he'll go, oh, I know.
First rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
Here's the thing. Okay, so Vanessa has like V has like one ovary that loves me. Like one of her ovaries. No, it's true. It's true. Like one of her ovaries like loves me. Like when that period is coming, she's needy and she wants like affection and attention, and I'm like all about it. And then the other ovary just hates everything that I do. Like she hates how I breathe, how many pillows I use to sleep. Like everything is a problem. Like we've legit had conversations during that month where it's like, do you need 3 pillows? And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Is my pillow touching your side of the bed? She's like, no, I just don't understand why you need 3. Why can't you have 2? And why those 3? And I'm like, are you really pissed off right now about what my head lays on that doesn't affect you? Or she's legitimately asked me in one of those months, like, do you have to breathe like that? I'm like, you need like to live? Like, I don't know. I don't need to breathe like this. I mean, if you want me dead, I can just stop.
I'll just hold it in.
Yeah. And then, so it depends. Like if I can kind of already tell which ovary I'm dealing with like a week before it happens. Like I already know what's going on, and I just start making like little hints, and I'll just go to me like, hey, you're really craving like chocolate. Or are you really like angry at me?
Don't be like cliche. Relax.
Like no. But she really like loves every. Again, like I've been together with her for so long that I'm like, I know which. Also, ovaries have different cravings. Right. One ovary has one craving. The other one has something completely different. The one that hates me loves fucking wine. The one that loves me, chocolate. That's the one that is like, okay. So,
what if you just love wine all the time?
No, she does. But it's a more like prevalent I need wine thing when it's one or the other.
Where's the box?
But like for example, yes. Yesterday, she was so fucking cranky all day long, like from the morning. And I didn't know if it was her diet because she's on this Atkins diet and with her without carbs.
Oh,
like,
no, oh, carbs.
Yeah.
No, no carbs makes
no
you carbs. Evil.
No, just, it does. I've snuck potato chips in her sleep. Like, I know that already.
I've done the no carb thing, and sometimes you're like a fucking like psychopath.
Yeah,
like,
well,
I understand.
Well,
that.
This was psychopath stacked on top of the ovary that doesn't like me. So it was a lot of shit happening all at once. And so in the morning, I was just like, do you think that it's maybe like that time? I have to like, I still have to word it
right.
Properly.
Be sensitive, yeah.
Like I still have to be sensitive. The ovary that loves me though, I can be like, hey, it's Shark Week, isn't it? It's fucking Shark Week. Yeah, we call it Shark Week. And so she'll be like,
that is hilarious.
She's like, yeah, it's Shark. And so she, her response is even more chill than the other one. The one that hates me, I have to be totally like on eggshells. Like, I don't know, you just look really gorgeous today. You're like glowing right now. Fucking glowing.
I'll pick some
a nice
up
word
on
for
the
sweaty.
Way
thank you.
That sounds like something she would say to me. Like, are you saying that I'm sweaty? But I could reference it. I just know my boundaries with something like that.
She's a smart guy.
You know, like I still know that I can't be like, I can't be so brute like most guys are. Like, I'll see Kenny with his girlfriend and he'll make a joke like, you want me to throw tampons at you? I'm like, that's not, you went too far.
No, bro. No,
too far. You shouldn't have said it like that.
Reel it in.
There's a whole lot of other ways you could have made that conversation still happen, but not like that. So I've learned that tap dance at least. But yeah, I can joke a little bit more, and she does really have like one of those. Like right now, I'm okay right now. I'm in a good zone. But next month, she could hate me, and I could be sleeping on the floor. Like, who knows? Who knows? Because it's safer with my three pillows that she's really angry about. To just sleep
but
with
I get
no
her.
Pillows.
I get her, because there's one pillow that Neri has that I want to burn.
Yeah, the boulder?
Yeah, yeah. I want to fucking light it on fire. So I understand.
So yeah, so it really depends to be able to play with those little things like that. Like I said, like some perks are there. Like, you understand what females go through a little bit more, so you know the moods. You know that that's the time, like, okay, I'm just not going to bother you this week. Everything's going to be shit. Everything's going to be crap. That's just what's going to happen, so I'm going to deal with that. So you kind of learn to roll with the punches, as opposed to not having that level of understanding right. of what it is that you are going through physically that might alter you mentally for a little while. So that has its perks and its benefits, and then other times it's a fucking pain in the rear, because I, like I said, I have more male tendencies than not.
Yeah, because like, I know, like, Jeff can, like, he doesn't say it, but he knows it. It's there. Like, Jeff has had like the best and worst week ever this week, mm-hmm. because we've been redoing the rooms, so the house is a fucking shambles. But Nathan's bed is on the floor of our room.
Right.
Oh. Like his mattress. But of course, does my child sleep on the floor of our room? No. He sleeps on the king size bed with me.
Of course.
So
why would he want to sleep on a mattress on the floor when he has a king size bed?
So yeah. Jeff has
logistics.
Duh, bitch.
So Jeff has slept on Nathan's full size mattress on the floor nice. All week, and Jeff is like fucking a pig in shit because he slept in a bed by himself.
I want that so bad.
Where no one is
me
fucking
too.
Like, there's no feet in his head. There's
I am
no,
all about that. On board with, like, there's a lot of like new housing developers that are building two separate masters or like a smaller bedroom like it within the master suite. I'm like, I am so on board for this.
I know. I was listening to your old donkey show and I was like, interesting enough.
I will switch out my fucking king size bed for two fulls.
You want to know what's crazy?
Yeah, I'll put
that's
two fulls next to each other.
Two chicks won't do. We've had the opportunity to sleep on two separate beds and we still always sleep in
sometimes
the same
when we
bed
go to
together.
Hotels and like they either can't give us the king.
Right.
Because like it's just full or whatever the reason, I'm like, oh, but this two fulls things or this two queen things might work.
We
I'm
still
like,
haven't
I'll sleep with the kid.
That.
Like, I'll take one for the team.
Yeah.
Like, you guys don't have a kid in the mix.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take one for
no,
the team.
No, but we
team.
Do sleep with a dog, so it's like the same shit.
No,
I get it.
You don't know my dog.
I used to think the same thing because my dog is like fucking 15 pounds and you'd think she was a fucking Great Dane. Fuck that shit. The kid is worse.
I get the kid and the dog. Oh,
yeah, okay. I have both.
And Jeff's in
I
the
also
fucking,
have both.
The full-size mattress on the floor by himself.
Okay. So, like, I was listening and I was like, you know, we've had the opportunity where we've gone to hotels and they have two different, like, size beds, two fulls. We always still... Like, I guess, like, that's, like, one, like, couple thing that we always still do is that, like, weird, like, cuddle
wait,
thing.
Wait,
I guess.
Wait,
when
like,
we
look
kids,
at... We do it and we'll look at it. But both of us, like, if we were in a room by ourselves and we had two full size beds, we both I guarantee we'd
no,
both look
and then
at
I
it
remember
and be like,
the Queens and, the Kings and Queens episode where they were like, yeah, and then they ended up going back to a regular bed because it was weird. But I was like, well, I was as I was listening to that episode, like, what was I was like, man, how many, like, we've been together for a long time, have we ever had that opportunity? And we still have like certain things that are very old school with regards to our relationship. We go to bed at the same time, doesn't matter, one of us is tired, the other one is tired, doesn't matter, we're both going to the same to bed at the same time. And that came after I got banned from playing World of Warcraft. it's my own fault.
Because you're an adult.
It was. She just
Jeff got banned.
The way the
she
game works.
No, Jeff got banned. Jeff got banned.
Jeff, I stand with you in solidarity.
Jeff got banned, and it's his own damn fault. Because when we were
sure dating,
when
mine
we,
too.
No, before we were dating, when
oh, this is even before.
Yeah. Jeff hasn't played World of Warcraft since we started dating. Because when we started dating, we had this like little thing when we were first dating that we each would tell each other
Netflix movies to watch.
Okay.
So, Jeff, when
did
we
Jeff
first...
ever watch your shitty Netflix movie?
Yes. Oh,
I've
oh
my sat God, that so man. Many shitty Netflix movies.
Oh, Jeff watched
Jeffrey.
This movie.
You should be canonized.
No. Jeff watched this like
some
shit.
Of these are so fucking.
No,
awful.
Jeff watched this movie. That's
Jeff.
Like total like fucking shit called Timer. And it,
that title just sounds awful.
No,
awful.
It's horrible. It's from the chick that played Anya in Buffy.
Okay.
And it's basically like you're born, and at like the age of like 15, you're like placed a timer on your wrist, and it tells you the to the second when you'll meet the love of your life, your soulmate.
What?
Yeah, this was a movie with Justin Timberlake and Johnny Galecki.
No. That was like your life in general.
Called Out of Time.
No, yes. That was your life in general. This was like to meet your soulmate. So like your timer like would time down like, okay, you're 15 and you get a timer and it could tell you like 2 years or it could tell you like 50 years to when you're going to meet your fucking soulmate. Yeah. It's super fucking depressing. So I made Jeff watch that.
Oh,
and
of course you
he
did.
He made me watch Second Skin. He never was allowed to fucking like play WoW again. Because if you ever watch the documentary Second Skin, it's basically these guys that play WoW, World of Warcraft,
yeah.
And like their life is fucking turmoil.
Yeah.
Like they have destroyed, like this guy had a fucking baby and like didn't even want to go to the baby's birth. Because he was in the middle of a raid. Like, fucking shit like that. And, like, I go to Jeff, I go, I couldn't fucking handle that. Like, that, like, so, like, and after, like, he tried to have me play it once, and I kept dying and, like, having to, like, walk back to where I was when I died, and it was fucking exhausting, and I was over it.
Yeah, I tried to give him a sort of
yeah, because I would die, and then it, like, starts you at the beginning, and you have to walk back to where you were, and it was exhausting.
Yeah, that game is not meant for anybody who's in a relationship. That's the truth. It's just that I was already playing when I got into the relationship.
Exactly.
First place, so it was like this weird thing.
Yeah, which is why I say Jeff, it's his own fault, because maybe I may not have realized it if you hadn't had me watch Second fucking Skin. And you, your face was
yeah.
The
so I was like,
second bad move, Jeffrey.
That was where you failed.
If you've ever watched like a documentary, like it is fucking depressing.
It sounds
like people
depressing.
Go to fucking therapy in the fucking documentary over like the time that they spend in this virtual. World.
I mean, I know people who lost jobs for the virtual world that was that, but
it's the dumbest fucking shit I've ever heard of.
It was ridiculous. So No. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, definitely.
But
not.
So yeah. He got over that really fucking quick. Like we played for a minute because like Will still played for a while.
Yeah,
but it was like no, like I and like he tried to get me like I had that like 30-day like
free trial pass
again.
Whatever.
Kept dying. Walking to where I was, fucking exhausted. Mind you, I love obsessive. Felicia Day is my fucking like god. Right. I love her, like the guild. I like obsessed about it before it was even fucking cool.
Right.
Like hipster, I'm gonna go hipster on that because I totally was before it was even cool. Like I remember like trying to watch it on like MS like Microsoft, like MSN.com because like that was the only place that streamed it when it came out live. Like that type of shit. No.
You wouldn't. Yeah.
No. It just, again, it just didn't do it for me because, again, I'm really fucking bad at video games.
Okay.
It's not my thing. Jeff, like, laughs at me because I will watch him play some games. Like, I love Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
Obsessed with it. Watching him play it.
But you playing
it. I
like,
tried to play
this.
It. Jeff will tell you the story of watching me play it, getting so frustrated because he spent 20 minutes watching me try to get out of a room. And then he took the remote, the controller from me, turned the POV to the right, and walked out a door.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Because I tried to climb up a wall, and apparently there was a door, like, 2 feet to the side, to the right. So, yeah, no. But, no. But, yeah, No puedo.
Oh my god. You guys have any other lesbian questions that I should be aware of?
I love the lesbian questions. They make me Why do I keep saying lesbians?
Lesbians.
I want to say thespian.
You
know. I pretty much asked everything I want to ask. So.
Yeah, both on and off air.
Yeah. I am officially
spent.
Satisfied?
Pleasantly numb. Like,
yes, Missy. Fucking pleasantly numb, Missy.
Sorry, nice, Hamilton nice. For a second.
Okay, we got it.
Sorry, we just have this like big issue with our friend Missy. That did you ever watch
Buffy?
Okay,
I did some of it. I was actually a very big fan of Christy Swanson Buffy, so it made it hard for me to
get
into.
Which is where my name came from.
And two, I'm very pissed off at Sarah Michelle Gellar for what she did to you at that photo op. I'm sorry.
It was very awkward. It was super awkward.
But it's like a hashtag, though. Isn't it?
It was like super awkward.
But like, there's all of her pictures came out that way. Yeah, so yeah, not just her.
They're all
I get it, but that's bullshit. Like,
it was super awkward. They were all like that. But like, there was an Angel episode where Buffy crosses over.
Yes.
And Angel becomes human for the day.
Yes.
And they have like mad sex.
They spend the whole day having like marathon sex.
Yes.
And there comes to a point where she's like, she says that she's implying that she's hungry or something. And he says like, he implies about going again. Yeah. And she's like, no, I'm spent. Pleasantly numb, even. And it's
pause. What does that tell you?
Stop.
No, but what is she talking about? What is pleasantly numb?
What does that mean?
I would assume that would be in the lower region.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I don't even watch the show. And I'm like, pleasantly numb is like,
yo, her friend Missy
has insisted for like, probably about 6 months at this point. That
probably longer.
She's talking about just life in general. And
No. My vagina can't feel shit right now.
Thank you.
And Missy, we love you, but yes, the lesbian has spoken.
Yeah, like, legitimately, I've been there. I can't feel anything.
We've all been there, like where you just can't anymore.
If
like,
there is an authority on the vagina and what pleasantly numb would mean, I would the lesbian has spoken.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And that's definitely. Vaginal numbness.
Thank you. And we're done. Missy, we are done.
This conversation is over. We have like a podcast where we don't talk about this.
It is official. We have made the decision. Is it completely?
Yes.
No. That's
Missy,
what it is.
Done.
Done. Sorry, Missy. We love you. We love you to pieces, but no.
Done.
It
would not be spoken about again.
No, it shouldn't.
Please, God. Please, no more.
All right. Well, if you guys have any other...
Thank you for, like, putting up with our
with our intrusive-ass questions.
This was fun. No, and I mean, like, I'm for my wife, unfortunately, open. Like,
we apologize to pain. Vanessa. Yeah, this has been...
I feel your pain, V. I feel your pain.
I know. It's a comic thing. It's a comedian thing.
It is.
And that's something that she's... Because I wasn't a comedian when we first started dating. So that's something that...
I learn.
Every time that I tell a story on stage, I've been with her for so long that most of my stories involve her. She's like, did you have to tell that one?
And I'm
like...
I feel her pain.
But that one was really funny. And I was like, what if I don't make it about you? She was like, everybody's going to know it's me. Anyways, and I'm like, you're right. So we should just own it.
Know it's her.
We should just own
it. It's not even that everybody's gonna know it's her. Everybody's gonna assume it's her.
I asked Nary. I'm like, can you just like say it's your ex girlfriend? Like, blame somebody else. Like, don't pin it on me. He's like, but that's not true. And I'm like. And who gives a fuck if it's not true?
For me, it's just that it's funnier. Like when, and especially when you look at me and both Vanessa when I'm talking about certain things that make her like she's Colombian. She's 5 foot flat. So when I talk about how fierce and like aggressive she is, it's funny when you have like a picture to see what she's like, and you're like, I have this little 5 foot fierce that's yelling and screaming at me. So it's, sometimes it works out. So every now and then I'll come off stage, and she's like, "That's the only time you could tell that story." All right, fine. I got one. I get that one. I'm like, but can I keep the bowling story? Yeah, you can keep that one. I'm like, all right, cool. So we started to like negotiate like which stories I was able to tell. And her and I have had like there was one story that legitimately happened in our relationship that I wasn't able to talk about for like 6 years.
Yeah,
6 years. And we call it the jazz festival. Like that's all we can talk. Like that's all I was able to ever say. Like, hey, can I tell him the jazz story? No, I'm not ready yet. It's been 6 years. I'm still not ready. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll wait. Finally, I got the green light like this year. To tell that story, and I was able to tell it once before she was like, you know what, still not ready. I was like, good to know.
But I want to know what the story is now.
Yeah, no, I want to know.
Oh, that one I'm going to tell off air because she's still not ready.
Yeah, I wouldn't want you to tell that on the air. That's not cool.
No, I don't want to get you in trouble.
We are also totally open for the flip side, and if you ever want to come on,
I'm sure
you have an open invitation, like please come on and defend yourself.
I'm going to definitely tell her about that because she would love to dish on me.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like we could get to know you even more.
Yeah, definitely.
More than on a spiritual level.
Yeah, definitely more than on a spiritual level.
Y'all don't understand. Just like Okay, actually, no, I take this back. If you have listened through this, the entire two episodes, you'll understand how much we were like excited to talk to you.
Yeah.
No, and I was too. The first time I got the message from Vanessa, she was just like,
the first drunk text.
Yeah, I get that drunk ass text, and I'm awake because I'm like a night owl. And she was just like, hey, this is going to sound like totally awkward, but we want you on Mamas and Merlot because I feel like we're connected on a spiritual level. And I was just like, yeah, man, I'm fucking down. She's like, for real? I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then I love the next one. It was just, I got another message from her. She was like, hey, so can we like ask you lesbian questions? And I was just like,
I have an awkward question. Can we ask you?
Yeah.
More
and I was
questions?
Just like, yeah, go right ahead. Actually, like, there's like not a lot that I won't talk about. I'm sure my wife would say otherwise, but I don't give a shit to talk about a lot of things. But no, so I was like super excited about it. And on a spiritual level, I've connected with a lot of you because I see you guys as like memes and like back and forth. And I'm like, yeah, fuck that bitch. I don't even know who you're talking about. Fuck that bitch. I'm with you.
Like, how the fuck did that person tell that to you? No.
Yeah.
No, cute. No.
Or I'll see like those like vague booking memes and you're like, you know who you are. I'm like, yeah, I know too. I don't know who that your person is, but I know who my person is. This is like reflective of. So it always works out.
Dime
so.
Con quien andas.
Yo te digo con quien estás.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Indeed.
That is the best, like, fucking,
I need to share it every time
old
I see it.
Cuban, like,
I know every now and then every now and then I find myself calling my mom and going, you know when I told you that you were dumb for that thing you told me? Yeah, you
no,
were. You were
totally.
Nada bueno pasa después de las 2 de la mañana. Nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
We're still have time.
Good. We got 24 minutes. We're good.
Oh, because it used to be like midnight, but like
now
we're
older.
It's like 2 a.m.
But that's also a How I Met Your Mother rule, isn't it?
It's a bro code.
It is How I Met Your Mother, but like before it was How I Met Your Mother.
It was like a rule.
Oh, it was like a
Hispanic
rule.
Parent. Like, yeah. Why the fuck are you leaving your house? Because nothing good happens after this time.
Yep, yeah. On time.
I mean, they're right for the most part.
Unless it sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've had plenty of delicious Denny's meal at 3 in the morning.
No, food. Food after 2 o'clock is amazing.
Yes.
They're not talking about food.
Food is amazing.
Well, when you say nothing, that's a blanket statement.
Yeah, but,
yeah, but when you're talking to Hispanics,
it never involves food.
Because you're supposed to be eating.
Exactly.
Because you know what? You shouldn't be eating at 2 a.m. because you should have had a good meal before you left your house.
Exactly.
That's because you didn't eat properly.
I did eat
pizza.
A good meal, but I'm
pizza.
Still hungry.
Tú comiste pizza porque pizza no comida.
Which, by the way, as moms, you guys have to, if you haven't already seen the I don't know if you guys know Jenny Lorenzo.
Yeah.
Videos. Yeah, yeah. She's got a mom goes
yeah,
back to
I saw the back
school.
To
Jenny
I watched that and I was watching that and
Jenny's
I was like,
another one that we feel like we know on a spiritual
yeah.
level
yeah,
because we have so many mutual friends with her.
Oh yeah, yeah. She's
and
amazing.
Jenny to us is a friend adjacent.
Yeah.
Because like we have so many friends.
So many mutual friends.
And like well, you know, Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
We've had her on here and they're like really cool. So we're like the timing has just never been.
Never worked out. We've tried and it just hasn't worked out.
And so she's been in our space, which is always funny because then people will talk to me like, oh, you know her? And I'm like, yeah, we've worked together, like we've done things together. She's done her shows at our space or she did like her mom's birthday surprise birthday party was at
right
our
yeah I did see
so,
that
so
which Annie like helped
was helped Annie right, when right. I was helping her, so it's a very small world. When I saw that she was on, I was like, oh, look at that, I know them too. So it is a very small world. Jenny's amazing. But that video, some of the things you guys were talking about with back to school, and I was like,
yeah,
that's totally,
I was
Jenny
laughing
Lorenzo.
At that video because yeah. She was like, oh, you want a Ninja Turtle? She was like drawing and I'm like, ain't no Hispanic mom has a neon green Sharpie. That is incorrect.
No, it would have been a black. It would have been a black pen
that she stole from the bank.
Or it would have just been a picture of a turtle. Like,
yeah.
Not the actual Ninja Turtle.
It would have been a turtle.
Like, shell with a little tail.
Like, we're gonna, like, if we can ever make it work, like, we want Jenny on the show. In, like, the funniest thing about it is, like, because I know so many people that know Jenny, like, Jenny to me is like one of those like spiritual, like, okay, like we know you already, like right. You're gonna be,
we're
like
friends now.
Yeah. We're friends,
like,
now it's
us.
Like
it's
there
fine. You're stuck with
I
us.
Really want to meet Laura.
Yeah,
I really like the one that plays like the mm-hmm. other, like yeah. I fucking like
Laura.
I want to meet her because like I like the bitchy side.
Yeah,
because like Abuela
she's always
is,
got stank face.
That's why.
Hey, some of us just look like that. Okay?
No,
it's just your face.
It's just my face. It's just my
like,
face.
That's like, I'm like, I want that one. Like that's, I want the bitchy one.
Yeah,
but like, so like, we're hopefully like, and if you can make that happen, let us know.
Yeah,
oh,
we're trying to work.
I
yeah,
know, Jenny and I have been trying to plan a show for the next time that she's in Miami to do a show at.
We
AD.
Can travel.
So, well, we tried to go to the last show that they did here, like that Jenny did here.
Oh, she did it at Open Stage.
Yeah, and we tried to go and like again,
it sold out. We like
have
an hour.
One is sold out, and two, we have children.
Yeah,
and
yeah, it's not always as easy for us.
Really hard.
You know, I'm actually AV is we're trying to do now for our adult shows is partnering up with a nearby studio that will offer babysitting while our show is happening. That's so that cool. You and
the thing.
And it's oh, yeah. It's an art camp. So the kids would paint and watch a movie literally next door to us while you're watching comedy or music or whatever.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
That's cool.
So that you're going to the same place, spending the exact same amount of time, picking up your kids from the same space and then going home. Because we have a lot of, whereas while me and Vanessa are getting older, we don't have kids yet, all of our fucking friends do. We're like, okay, right. We're running out of people. That want, they're like, I want to go to your show, but I have kids. I'm like, I got to figure out a way to babysit your kids. And normally I'm the babysitter because I love kids. I'm like, but I can't babysit while I'm hosting a show. Like that, those two things don't work.
Good
so
to know we have someone to call.
Oh, yeah. I love kids.
Really?
I love kids. Really? And especially the little ones. Like anything in that.
We can test that really fucking quick.
Oh no! Hey, I run a summer camp.
Your mind real fast.
I run a summer camp, and it's the it's funny. Like Vanessa and I work out differently. Like she does really well with the 10 and older kids. She likes to talk to them. Like they're like baby adults, and she can do that. And I'm super like attracted to 5-year-olds. Like they the fact that I can tell them the sky is purple, and they're so like, for real, the sky is purple today. I'm like, yeah, like I love that. Like and like making them fly airplanes and doing like arts and craft. And Vanessa's not about that. Vanessa's like, I just want to tell them what I need from them, and they want to be able to like tell them and teach them and all that. I'm like, okay, you can have them from like 10 on. I'll take care of the kids at the home in the meantime, and the little ones. I like the little ones. It's just
the whatever. Little ones are fun,
and they gravitate to me too. So it's like it's a mutual thing. As you teach, we realize that each kid is going to be closer to one or the other for different reasons, and that kind of works out in our benefit. So
cool.
Yeah,
it's good to know.
Yeah,
we're always looking for people that.
Yeah.
Always looking for trustworthy people to watch.
Always looking for exactly. Always looking for people that we're gonna be like, okay, not a crackhead. Watch our kid.
Guess what? Not a crackhead.
Not addicted to meth.
Not addicted to meth. None of that stuff.
Great.
I totally really do honestly love kids. So. It's a fun thing for me. That's what I used to do in Orlando while I was going to college. I worked at the YMCA, a daycare center, and I was going to school for early education.
Jesus.
Yeah. So kids was like my life.
You
so
voluntarily hang out with children.
Yeah, like qualified. I voluntarily.
She voluntarily does this.
Yeah, like it wasn't just this like thing that it was like, no, I was part of like those care.com websites where people would leave like.
She's certified.
Guys,
she's
fucking certified.
Yeah, yeah.
She might definitely. Have a new business venture now.
I know, right?
We have many a children.
By yeah, I see that. I'm like, how old are all of these kids?
They're all the same.
Well, in this room, they are all. Well, Sophie's about to turn 6, but 5 and under.
Yeah, Sophie's the oldest one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not by much, by like a year.
No, like two. Nathan's 3.
Nathan's the oldest, which is 3.5, if you have to go specific. And then...
And then Lincoln and then Oliver.
Yeah, just turned 3.
Yeah.
And Oliver will be 3.
About to turn 3.
His full name is Lincoln.
Yes.
Not Link.
No.
No.
It over is my Link. Dead body, that shit was going to be Link.
But the nickname is Link.
Yeah.
You went that far. You were like, oh, well, name
I mean,
Lincoln.
I allow it. But that's not his name.
But do you call him Lincoln and Dave calls him more Link?
No, I call him Link everyone. Yeah, like I'll call him Link more often than not. I will just because it's shorter and it's easier or whatever. And he likes it.
Okay.
But he also knows that like Lincoln is his name. Yeah.
Does he know where Link comes from? Or?
Yeah, he does. He, Dave has several, like shocking.
Right.
Several Link action figures. And like if he's playing the game, like the new one that came out for the Switch, if he's playing it, like he'll tell him like, look, this is Link. So he knows who Link is.
Right. But he's like, but my name is Lincoln.
But he'll he'll tell you, he's like, I'm Link, or sometimes he'll tell you, I'm Lincoln. So he knows that both of them apply
to
him.
The one in the green is Zelda, right?
Yes. That's how that works.
Just checking.
Yeah,
just checking.
So, he knows the difference.
Okay.
He knows that either one of them can apply to him.
Because at first I was like, oh my God, I kept hearing Link. And I was like, how cool, you named your son Link. Like, that's like amazing. And then I just heard Link and I was like, oh wait, no, you didn't. You were half cool.
Link.
Dave got half away.
Lincoln Link. Oliver.
Yeah,
Oliver.
I know where Oliver comes from.
And
but Green he's Arrow. Not Ollie. Like, I don't like the name Ollie.
We try so hard. I call him Ollie.
I don't care if people call him Ollie. I don't call him Ollie.
You call him Oliver.
I call him Oliver.
You have no nickname.
And Sophie calls him Oliver, and Sophie calls him Papa. She goes, Papa, get agua. And like, she'll go and she'll get him water.
Okay.
But.
And Nathan. Nathan was a name or
Fillion.
Okay.
Nathan Fillion.
Okay.
Yeah, it was going to be Malcolm. It was going to be.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God you did not choose Malcolm.
First it was going to be Connor. Because it was going to be named after Connor from one, from Assassin's Creed, and two, from Terminator Salvation, and from Boondock Saints. There's a lot of Connor.
Yeah, there is a lot of Connors.
So our family called.
I cannot roll my eyes hard.
Our family, one weekend, like right before a couple months before Nathan was born, was like talking about Connor, and we weren't sure if he was calling Connor or Gunner, which was our dog's name. And we were like, no, this isn't happening. And Nathan was always the back burner name because it was like we kept going back to it because of Nathan Fillion. For a while, we were thinking of Captain Malcolm Reynolds from Serenity. So we just said, well, why the fuck not just call him after the guy that you're in love with, which is Nathan Fillion. So we just named him after Nathan Fillion.
See, and I'm such an Uncharted fan that I was like, Nathan Drake, that's a great name.
Which has Nathan Drake. I have a little bit in my heart, and Jeff like hates it, but Nate Archibald from Gossip Girl is why I was like, okay, I like the
also
name.
Nathan Scott from One Tree Hill.
Yeah, I like the name Nathan for
that
boy.
Show I know One Tree Hill. I
understood that reference.
Yeah,
I got that reference. Like, I knew exactly what the fuck.
Like
you were
my
talking
thing
about.
Is like,
although I don't remember One Tree Hill with the guy from iZombie.
That was later.
He was later.
That was the last
way later.
I saw it on
way
his Instagram.
That's later. Yeah.
Way later. Way later.
Fucking major.
That's like the last two or three seasons.
Yeah, I was
like
way later.
I saw it. I went to go look up Major on Instagram,
no,
and he
later.
Was like, "Oh, I'm the guy from that show and from One Tree Hill." And I was like, "When
Excuse
the
me?
Fuck were
yeah,
you in
yeah,
One
yeah.
Tree
way
Hill?"
Later.
He was on One Tree Hill. Yeah,
but much later. Okay,
he has a great backstory. Not like good.
Right.
He was on this show for a while that was like the like documentary of like kids in Hollywood trying to make it big.
Oh.
He's such a D-bag on that.
He's a D-bag in the show.
No,
Zombie, but it's why
but,
I like him.
No, no, no.
Because he's such a dick.
Kind
I'm
of
like,
a D-bag in One Tree Hill.
No,
yeah.
Like, you have to you have to watch it. Like, it's
what
really
happened
bad.
To the main guy from One Tree Hill? Because he was kind of hot.
Which one? After
the
he
main,
Lucas,
not
Lucas?
The other one, Lucas,
Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah. He left in like the end of the fifth season, and then like that's when they brought in the guy from iZombie. Was the season after?
Oh.
Yeah,
but like he like dated the girl that played the original little girl from Halloween.
Oh,
on that
the original little girl from Halloween is Kyle Richards. Don't even go there.
No. Danielle, something or other. Like the little girl that was in the costume. That's not Kyle Richards.
Kyle Richards is a little sister that was dead on the stairs.
No. I'm talking about the little girl in the Halloween costume.
Oh, okay.
Danielle, something or other.
Don't mess with my Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
No, she's in. She's like a scream queen.
Don't
now.
Even go there.
Too
like,
far.
That, no,
too
she's far. A scream queen far. Now. Like she was in Hatchet also. But like, so he dated her, like, or slept with her on this like documentary. He hooked up with her, and like he like the next morning. He's like talking to his roommates, and he's like, yeah, she's all pissed off, but like because she didn't get the role in the new Halloween movie, but she's just a fucking scream queen. And like, whoa. She walks out of the room, and like, it's all on fucking tape. So obviously, again, reality TV, was it really real or was it staged?
Yeah,
but like, it shows him as such a fucking D-bag. It's amazing to watch.
Yeah. So, all right. I was wondering just because I was going through the plethora of guys I was into at that time because I was a big Dawson's Creek fan, a big One Tree Hill fan, and the whole night.
Oh, wait. She was a Dawson's Creek fan.
I am.
We have to ask the important question.
Joey or Dawson?
Well,
Pacey or Dawson?
Pacey or Dawson? For the show, they made the right choice. Pacey was the right guy.
Thank you.
Pacey was the
Fuck
right
you,
guy.
Neri. Fuck
you. Pacey was the right guy for the show because who the fuck wanted to deal with that Dawson? Like, let's be real. Joey had dealt with him for fuck long ass time. He waited way too long to show his fucking want for her. And then she had already found Pacey at that time. And she was a lot funner.
He fucked Puta Jen. He fucked Puta Jen.
He did fuck Puta Jen. He did fuck Puta Jen. He did.
He did fuck Puta Jen.
He did. And I hated Jen.
Everybody hated Jen. Which is in a strange way. And like, I apologize, like, in advance. Like, you know, that's why fucking Jen died at the fucking season finale.
Yeah, she did.
Because everybody was like, fuck you, Jen.
No, she was a fucking pain in the asshole. I feel like she came in, she started a bunch of fucking shit, and then she was like, and I'm out. Like, I liked her. Okay, I liked Joey with Dawson until Dawson fucked Jen, because then he became a totally different person. And when he became a totally different person, I was like, you don't deserve Joey anymore. And now Pacey, who's always this, the like, second answer. Stringer, deserves...
Correct answer, Stephanie. Correct answer.
Okay,
she already threw her mic on the table. She's done.
That Hermione should have been with Ron or Harry?
Harry.
Okay, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah,
Hermione. It is true. Come
Hermione
on.
Should have definitely
fucking
been.
Ginny was like a dead fucking mic.
Well, and especially in the movie. In the movie, they made it even worse.
They fucked her.
Yeah, the movie was the like, where the fuck did that come from? Yeah. In the books, you kind of see the build up. And you're like,
the
okay.
Movie yeah, was like, but nothing. I was still,
even the books wasn't buying it.
It wasn't good enough.
No, because JK didn't even figure that out until like book four. That's all of a sudden she just wanted Ron to be with Hermione. Which
get them in a cop out.
Yeah, it was a cop out.
She should write another book and be like, let's pretend we forgot.
There's Harry and Hermione fan fiction.
Oh, plenty.
There's also Harry and Draco fan fiction.
There's Hermione and Draco fan fiction.
Yeah. Which, let me tell you,
they dated. It, like, movie Hermione and Draco dated.
That seems more
realistic.
Like, realistic that, like, she would, like, turn him right.
Yeah.
Like,
or try to.
Yeah, like, you know, you're a dick. You're a fucking, like, you don't realize, but, you know, you want the mud blood. Get the fuck over yourself.
Come on, touch this. Yeah.
I punched you and now you want to, because no girl's ever stood up to you.
But yeah, no, I, what I didn't like about Dawson's Creek was, like most things, the pretty little bow at the end where Dawson makes the movie and they're sitting there and they're watching the movie.
See, but that to me was not a pretty little bow.
That's a pretty last little bow for me.
No, fuck
why?
That.
No.
No. That's not the way it was supposed to be. Well, whatever. That's a whole other discussion.
No, you're right. You're right.
That's like a whole separate.
Listen, wait, you're right.
The pretty little bow was Jack ending up with Pacey's brother. That was the fucking pretty little
bow. Which he's gotten really old. Fast. Yeah. Forgot what show I saw
him
in.
People don't age well.
Well, he was on Hallmark.
And what?
He's doing Hallmark.
Oh, no,
fucking
we're not
movies.
Getting into Hallmark.
Yeah, no. All right.
Okay, wait, this is already a two-part episode, not three.
Let's. Okay, on that note.
Yes.
Should we talk about her wine since we didn't talk about it last episode? Okay, so again.
Echo Domani.
Yeah, we had Echo Domani, Pinot Grigio. I liked it. It snuck up on us really fast because we had three bottles of it. And then we had a fourth bottle of red that we've had before. I enjoyed it. Thoughts?
Yeah.
I liked it. It's especially cold.
On the couch. Oh, cold. It was fantastic.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah.
We had like a wine slushy.
Yeah, we did.
We had it
really
in the freezer. And I think that was a great idea.
Yeah.
Great for during the day. Super refreshing. Love
day
it.
Day drinking.
Day drinking. Yay, day drinking.
I'm all about a day drink.
Yes. So two thumbs up.
Way up.
Yes. We enjoyed it a lot. So thanks for checking us out. You can find us on the Geek Bro Network, where you can find all of our brother podcasts, all the
and
guys.
Our sister podcast.
Yay! The Talking Geek. And do you want to like plug your Twitter and all that fun stuff?
You can follow me on Instagram or on Twitter at Q the Mic, Q the letter. M-I-C, not Mike like Mike. People spell it all retarded ways. And I will post everything else that I'm in. If you guys are into true crime or mysteries or things like that, you can also check out my other podcast, Morbid Curiosity, where we talk about all that other kind of stuff. And other than that, yeah, just follow me on Twitter or on Instagram.
Yeah, so we're all across all social media. Email us, send us your wine recommendations. Diana, I haven't forgotten. I know you bought us a bottle of wine, and we are looking forward to having it. Thank you so much. You can email us your recommendations, mamasandmerlot@gmail.com. And
you can find
if you get selected to vote for podcast awards, vote for us, please. We would really appreciate it. And what else? Is there anything else? Did I miss anything?
No, check us out on the Geek Bro Network.
Yeah. Acast, and Twitter, and we'll figure out Stitcher at some point.
Yeah, some point in time.
if you like us, if you've stuck with us through all of this and you enjoy us, if you don't like us or if you like us, give us a review. Give us 5 stars and then tell us whether you like us or not.
Yeah.
But give us 5 stars.
Always 5 stars.
5 stars and then tell us that we need to like fix our shit, or 5 stars and how awesome we are. But just like don't be an asshole and give us like
1 star.
1 star.
Nobody wants
like,
that.
Give us the 5 and then tell us we suck. We're okay with that. We like constructive criticism.
Yes.
Just don't be, you know.
Just don't be a dick about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. And if you have lesbian questions, you can always hashtag lesbro. And I will hopefully answer them appropriately or not. Yes. Whatever tickles you.
We hope you've enjoyed our informative discussion.
I feel like the three of us learned a lot.
We are super, like, yes. We enjoyed ourselves.
We did. So thanks for letting us, like, pick your brain, Q, and yeah, we'd love to have you back. So thanks for checking us out, guys, and cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.